Well, this morning we're going to visit with Grace and Wiley King. They live in Hancock, and they have a little special family tradition, it seems like, going these days. Folks around these parts might remember back in 1973 and 74 when their daughter Rebecca Ann King, who was attending the University of Colorado, won the Miss Colorado pageant and then went on to be crowned as Miss America and had a great year and a great opportunity presented to her there. Well, they're getting a chance to relive that history now this year. Rebecca's daughter, your granddaughter now, has a chance to become Miss America as she was crowned Miss Colorado recently. You have to be one proud grandma.
Yes, I am. It's surprising how many people call and say they're just so happy to see that she's going to be in the pageant again.
Talk a little bit about the experience again. It's got to be kind of neat to be able to relive all this. It kind of makes you feel young again, going back to when your daughter went through this whole opportunity.
It's shocking when you get hundreds and hundreds of letters from all over the world. We had dining room table full of wanting pictures and what is she going to do? And I didn't want to send, we didn't have pictures at right away. And so we had to have, so I had some women come in and help me address envelopes. And that's how we got our letters out. And it was just shocking.
3,600 letters.
It was, and I still have most of them in a closet in a bedroom.
Well, Rebecca's getting to relive all this again, too. How is she dealing with all this?
Yes, I think it will be, even though she was diagnosed with cancer in November, and they found a tumor on her back, and that's what started it all. Mm-hmm. And so she had an 8-hour operation, and lying on her stomach because it was on her back that the cancer was found.
And she's going through treatments right now. Treatments. Has up days and down days, I assume, like most folks like that. But she's doing pretty well.
Yes.
Her bloodstream's clear now.
Yes, she does seem to be doing well but gets tired easily. And I don't know whether it's the medicine. They're experimenting with the medicine. And I think that's what's doing it, you know. And I do not know how much or what it is or anything. That's all I know they're expecting.
Three of the best doctors in Denver are taking care of her.
So I don't know. It's living so far away, and it's a little difficult when you can't just run over to see them, or call them on the telephone is okay, but then you don't know whether they're resting or whether they're having their chemotherapy or whatever it is. And so it's a little strenuous a little bit at times.
Let's talk a little bit about your granddaughter, Diana. Oh, she has this great opportunity in front of her now. Did Rebecca ever kind of move her in that direction, or is this completely something she wanted to do?
This is something she's always wanted to do. She's always, when she'd come out to visit us, she'd walk 2 miles just so she'd stay trim. And I'm thinking, oh my, walk 2 miles up and back and up and back. And I thought that's a little bit much, but she wanted to stay trim. And of course, she's always been a good student. And I said to her mom one day, I said, Becky, how come her resume, she's got so many things in there. And she said she always was busy, chairman of this or president of that or doing some auditing and having people come over. She said she'd entertain them, have them come over if they were in their group. And it has kept them busy.
The good ones always are very busy like that. They like to have a lot of things on their resume, a lot of things that they've accomplished.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk a little bit about the experience now for her, because you could probably just give her just as good advice as anybody else. You guys lived through this a little bit too through Rebecca years ago, but she's going to get an opportunity now to experience some things that she would never be able to experience otherwise.
Oh, yes. I mean, she brought, no doubt will be doing more traveling. She likes to travel, but now when Becky was Miss America, she was in Alaska and she went to Japan and then all around here in the United States, you know. And so I'm sure Diana.
Omaha, the multimillionaire, flew her and his plane to the Army bases far north in Alaska for half an hour for her to sing and be there at the Army base.
Now, this isn't the first time that Diana has competed in Miss Colorado. She's done this before, and she decided to come back.
Yeah, she did that last year, and I think it was, you know, well, I better try, because I'll be too late the next year. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, and she was like second runner-up, and I'm sure she was a little disappointed, but then afterward, I think it was positive.
Yeah. Well, the Miss America competition has changed actually quite a bit from the time that Rebecca competed till now. It's kind of changed with the times and the attitudes and things, but it's still one of the largest scholarship opportunities for girls out there.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. And many girls have been helped. Even if you don't win the top one, you get doctors. If you want to study medicine, there's doctors giving you money to go on to college, and it just anything.
That year, Becky was wanted me to go to law school, the Padgett Center. It was $25,000, but she didn't have to come up with it.
Choosing to help to support the American Cancer Society and help to spread their message, should she win the Miss America pageant, she'll have a great opportunity to continue to spread that message.
Yes, I know they were. There was a little bit of rumors said that she would be talking about cancer a lot, even if she did not win, you know, the top rung of it. So,
winning Miss Colorado means that she'll be able to compete then in January in the Miss America pageant, which makes Diana the first daughter of a former Miss America winner to compete. Wouldn't it be great if they could be the first mother-daughter to win the title?
It would be wonderful. It never entered my mind till I looked at that article that was in the Avoca paper when, she might be the daughter and the mother. And I'm thinking, wow. Never once entered my mind, you know, that it has happened.
Makes me want to ask, Grace, how many pageants were you in when you were younger?
One.
Did you win?
No, I was like about first runner-up, I think, and that was in 1940. I was we have a college in northern Michigan where I came from, which reminds me, I came from Hancock, Michigan, and I married to somebody that's from Hancock, Iowa, and I won't go into that any deeper.
I assume come January 14th that the two of you will, if you can make the trip, be out to Las Vegas to enjoy that pageant.
Yeah, January 14th. On January 12th, though, we will celebrate our 68th wedding anniversary.
Very good. Well, great time. You can make it a double duty trip then, too, and celebrate a little bit there.
Deductible.
Well, you can ask Diana, since she's going to be in the accounting business when she gets finished with all of this activity. Well, a great time and a good opportunity for Diana, too, and we sure wish her the best. I know a lot of folks in Iowa, when they sit down to watch the pageant on ABC, typically you root for your home state, but if you can find it in your heart to root for a girl that has roots here in the area, Miss Colorado wouldn't be a bad choice either.
No, it wouldn't be. It would be wonderful. It would be great.
Well, enjoy the opportunity, and we wish your family again the very best of luck.
We will. Thank you. Yes.